climbing up on the hill that I raised. But no more wasted words on me. No, she kept it short and sweet. She left me no chance at redemption, no further exemption. Just a big red goodbye and lipstick on the wall. Goodbye says it all. No long explanation, no reconciliation. No let's talk it over number I can call. Goodbye says it all. Says it all. No long explanation, no reconciliation. No let's talk it over number I can call. Goodbye says it all.
Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The winter storm in the south is leaving some airports paralyzed.
More than 2,100 flights were canceled yesterday, with Houston's Bush Intercontinental Airport scrapping 218 outgoing and 203 inbound flights. Today, it's the Louis Armstrong Airport in New Orleans and Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson, where planes are being held on the ground because of poor weather conditions.
ABC's Jim Ryan. Santa Ana winds whipping up another wildfire in Southern California. More than 50,000 people forced to flee or are under evacuation warnings as the huge fire burns north of Los Angeles. The latest government report on unemployment showing 223,000 new claims filed, about 2,000 more than expected. The Brutalist, A Complete Unknown, and Conclave are among the nominees for Best Picture Oscar this morning. ABC Entertainment correspondent Kelly Carter with one of her favorites.
Best actor, I mean, Timmy Chalamet all the way, right? I think he's probably out there as the lead to take this in.
This is ABC News. Two are dead, one hurt in a school shooting in Tennessee, and police in Nashville are looking for answers. Antioch High will be closed for the rest of the week after 17-year-old opened fire, killing a 16-year-old girl. Another boy is hurt, the shooter then taking his own life.
Brandy Lemons, a student at Antioch High School, was getting lunch when shots rang out.
He started walking towards where I was, and he saw that me and a few other students were still over there. And I thought he was going to shoot us too, and I ran through the kitchen.
Fearing for their lives, students barricading themselves in classrooms.
That's ABC's Alex Perez, police combing through the shooter's social media. And Formula One drivers are going to have to watch what they say. The sports regulators this morning saying using swear words or making political statements could mean thousands of dollars in fines and even a ban from the racetrack. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead.
With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
So what if I need a new one?
We have the right Duralast battery for you, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
And what about my old battery?
We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for University Housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. from a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Tad Ehlen. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers wants to improve mental health services for students. In Wednesday night's State of the State address, Evers announced a $300 million plan to expand training for counselors and improve what services are already in place, including suicide prevention programs. Republican lawmakers are introducing legislation that would reverse new Department of Public Instruction state testing benchmarks. Those changes announced last fall included lowering the threshold for what's considered proficient and changing terms used to describe student performance. A cash bond is set at $500,000 for a man accused of setting fire to Congressman Glenn Grothman's office. Caden Stakowitz is charged with arson, attempted burglary, and making terrorist threats. A criminal complaint says Stakowitz set fire to Grothman's office in Fond du Lac early Sunday morning. Tad Ehlen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Get ready to load up on savings this Thursday through Sunday. It's Fleet Farm's first truckload sale of the season. Bags of hardwood fuel pellets are just $4.99. Get 2-pound bags of our own trail mix on sale for $5.99. 25 pounds of black oil sunflower seed are $9.49. And diamond crystal solar salt crystals are only $4.99 a bag. Fill the truck box with everything you need at the best prices guaranteed at Fleet Farm's 4-day truckload sale.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We are going to put a little pause on our warm-up today. It's going to be sunny, cooler, 10 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, 3 below. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, becoming breezy, 23. And then by Saturday, we'll get back to right around 30. If you want the best barbecue in town, I have the secret. It's Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe, GrandpaBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 1 below zero.
Thanks, Sean. On the way, we're going to talk with Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron about the city council meeting from last night. First, though, here's Trisha Yearwood.
Katie's sitting on a row front porch, watching the chickens peck the ground. There ain't a whole lot going on tonight in this one horse town. Over yonder, coming up the road in a beat up Chevy truck, her boyfriend Tommy is laying on the horn, splashing through the mud and the muck. Her daddy says he ain't worth a lick. When it comes to brains, he got the short end of the stick. Katie's young and man, she just don't care. She'd follow Tommy anywhere. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. And even if they have to run away, she's gonna marry that boy someday. Katie and Tommy at the drive-in movie, parked in the very last row. They're too busy holding on to one another to even care about the show. Later on outside the Tasty Freeze, Tommy slips something on her head. He says, my high school ring will have to do till I can buy a wedding.
She's in love with the boy.
half past 12 when they come sneaking up the wall. He says, young lady, get on up to your room while me and Junior have a talk. Mama breaks in and says, don't lose your temper.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Joining us this morning is Drain Mayor Patrick Milliron as we talk about the City Council meeting from last night. And Mr. Mayor, again, thank you for joining us this morning. Well, the big presentation from Ehlers for this water rate case study, I guess explain the study a little bit and where we're going from here with it. This is going to be submitted, I think, to the PSC, but explain the study.
Well, what you need to do is, in the state of Wisconsin, if you want to raise your water rates, there's two ways of doing it. There's sort of what they call a regular review and then a simple review. And a case study, this one here, was a full review. It goes through everything of the costs of running the water department, also to talk about costs coming up. We know that we have $1 million project at the filtration plant that has to be done, and we need to get that done. And of course, obviously, just regular ongoing costs. We haven't had an increase in 7 years in the water rates, and so we went ahead and hired Ehlers. They came in and they studied everything, and now the decision was made last night that we would move forward with it. The biggest part of it is not only because of the fact that we have the expenses of the project, but we were started getting behind because we hadn't raised it a little bit behind. And when I say behind, talking about just regular expenses and then regular upkeep and so on. So they put together all those numbers. It goes to the PSC. Now the PSC will examine all this. There will be a public hearing and so on and so forth. Now, the one thing about it is, and I know when people sort of hear the number, we're talking about a 60% increase in water rates, and people hear that. Now, the one thing about it is when you get that monthly bill, it's only the water part of it that we're talking about. It's not the sewer rates. It's not the storm water charge and so on and so forth. And so that's the part that we're talking about. But again, the state will review all of this. There will be a public hearing. And again, those numbers have to prove out to be correct, and then of course they'll make a final decision on that. And we're looking at these taking effect some probably by the fall is where we'll be at when we'll actually come down to a final decision by the PSC, and then we'll be able to implement those rates.
And for everyone might be saying, well, wait a minute, you always raise the sewer rates 2-3% every year. Why can't you do that with the water rates so that we don't have a big 63% increase? It's because of this has to be the sewer you own and you can raise the rates. The water, though, because it's a utility, you have to get approval, right?
Yes. And in fact, Ehlers have put together a 10-year plan so that we would be looking at what we call this rate, the full rate study this year to come up with the rate. And then every about 3 years, we would do a what they call a simple one. So there'd be a smaller increase, so we wouldn't have to do such a large increase. But they projected out over that 10-year period about the cost, expenses of running the department, and of course, maintenance and replacement and those types of things have all been included in that. So again, so the full rate study is being done. We've done the background, all the preliminary work. Everything's been done through Ehlers. Now we go on to the Public Service Commission.
And again, we also, you know, the water filtration plant, this has to be replaced. It's not failing totally, but eventually the DNR is going to say, you must do this. And so that's the issue we're at. And we are having some issues with that filtration plant.
Well, it's just with age. This is, we're talking 1992. We're talking, I know people, they hear 1992, that doesn't sound, well, no, golly heck, that's 30 plus years ago, already. And we've maintained it well, but there's certain things that that could happen, and we know with age, and so that this project will get us up to date on a lot of those things, and we're going to be able to make sure that there's no, as they would call, the catastrophic failure. The minor things we can deal with up to that point, but this will be a project that will be completed that will hopefully, that will avoid these situations.
Talking with Duran Mayor Patrick Milliron this morning, the council approved to have the administrator look for a new room tax ordinance. And this is something that a lot of communities have, but Duran doesn't.
Yeah, Duran's never had one. Who would be affected, of course, would be the one local motel. And the people there, you can actually collect up to 8% in the state of Wisconsin. And then also anybody who has, like the Airbnbs, they actually would be taxed accordingly. There's been a projection that would maybe raise about $42,000. That's, again, an estimate based on the one thing about it is the majority of this money has to be spent on tourism, which makes sense if you're going to raise it through that. The other thing that we would be, if we do implement it, again, as we mentioned last night, the city administrator was instructed to go ahead and move forward, work with the city attorney to come up with the proper ordinance to put this in place. And then what we would do is we would end up forming a tourism commission, a specific commission, and there would have to be participation with people from the motel, people from that area of the tourism area. And then we would set the budget to say that this is what it is, and then they would decide how that money would be spent to promote tourism and so on throughout the city. But right now we're just putting together that ordinance, and it's something you can actually enact at any time as long as you get all your ducks in a row. And again, we'll be looking at this. We've instructed city administrator to move forever to move forward.
Talking with Duran Mayor Patrick Milliron this morning, also from the city administrator as well. We're going to now have an organized farmers market here in Duran.
Yeah, that's one thing we've never had is an organized farmers market. As was brought up last night, they thought Monday would possibly be a good day to do it. It's a day that a lot of other people don't. We wouldn't have a lot of conflicts. There's possibly maybe some food trucks would come in. There's a lot of the restaurants are closed on Mondays, so that would be a day to offer some things. So those are the things that are being looked at. We'd be looking to have it right in Memorial Park downtown. Of course, we have that blacktop area is what we would probably go around the outside of that. There would be a fee to these folks to use it, and that money would be used to promote the event and so on and so forth. The idea would be to bring people to town. People come in, hit the farmer's market, hopefully go to the grocery store, go to the pharmacy, whatever else, get gas or those types of things. Obviously, is to help just give people a reason to come to town at a time maybe they wouldn't and so on. So that's but anyway, we're going to move forward and see what we can do and hopefully getting it started by this summer.
Talking with Duran Mayor Patrick Milliron this morning. Meanwhile, and I didn't know this, we have 106, the city has 116 acres of woods in the city limits. I never knew that, but we're going to have a forestry management team come in.
Sure. Agreement made last night with Dalby, which is a company that does this for $4,700. Now, the majority of this land is all down along the river. So people know where you go along, where the bridge is on either side of that, with most of it being, I guess, would be the north side of the bridge. Going up there is the majority of it, but then also people see where the water tower is up there. We also have forest around that. Those are the main two areas. But to see what we have and the possibility, could some of this be logged off? Maybe it's time to clean it up. We know we have that. It's something we probably have never done, but at least to get the study done to see if, for the sake of those, you have a good forest management program, so you can clean out some of those older trees and be able to do that. There's a lot of wetlands involved in this, as we know, along the river. To be honest with you, when I heard the 109 acres, I thought, wow, that's a little bit more than I thought, too. But again, we're going to move forward with a forest management program with those acreage.
So now, like up on the north side over by the water well, right by Tarrant Park and all along the river. Okay, so let's say a lot of that gets logged off, and there's the talk about that could be an area for the dog park. But could that also be in some of that area
Well, if they're already there, could we make some walking trails? Again, it's the park thing we're kind of you're wanting to look at. Could there be some opportunities for that down the road after they're done going through this and saying, hey, we can do this and we can do that?
And, you know, and especially in some areas, the one thing about it is, as we said, we got some wetlands down there. And obviously, because of that, it probably can't be used for a lot of other things down there. And also, if you even get up by the water tower, the way that the it's not like all of a sudden there's certain other things it can be used for around there, but that's definitely a possibility. And as we said, as we gear up for to do more economic development things, tourism things, and parks, and to see where we want to go, that's definitely a possibility that we'll talk about.
That's Duran Mayor Patrick Milliard. You're listening to WRDN.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
No two people learn the exact same way. So how did Babbel become the award-winning language learning app? We thought of you, all of you. Take Sierra. As a visual learner, she uses Babbel's wordplay videos.
Today I'll share a quick lesson on shopping in French.
Merci beaucoup. Keith is a be-in-the-room-with-real-people kind of learner, so he loves the live online classes with our language experts.
Okay, class. Vos está pronto.
Estamos prontos.
However you learn, Babbel makes it easy. Try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
AdoptUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Real country. Real country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
I got rice cooking in the microwave. Got a three-day beard I don't plan to shave. And it's a goofy thing, but I just gotta say, hey, I'm doing all right. Yeah, I think I'll make me some homemade soup. I'm feeling pretty good, and that's the truth. It's neither drink nor drug induced, no, I'm just doing all right. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good? I left home and said good luck to every seed I'd sown. Give it my best and then I left it alone. I hope they're doing alright. Now I look in the mirror and what do I see? A long wolf there staring back at me. Long in the tooth but harmless as can be. Lord, I guess he's doing alright. And it's a great day. Why can't every day be just this good? Sometimes I'm falling, desperately calling, howling at the moon. Tattoo, or take my old Harley for a 3-day cruise. Might even grow me a Fu Manchu. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good? It's a great day. But why can't every day be just this good?
Hesitate and be too shy, way too late. I don't care what they say other lovers do. I just wanna dance with you. I got a feeling that you have a heart like mine. So let it show, let it shine. If we have a chance to make one heart of two, I just wanna dance with you. I wanna dance with you, twirl you all around the floor. That's what they intended dancing for. And I just wanna dance with you. I wanna dance with you, hold you in my arms once more. That's what they invented dancing for. And I just wanna dance with you. I caught you looking at me when I looked at you. Yes, I did. Ain't that true? You won't get embarrassed by the things I do. I just wanna dance with you. Oh, the boys are playing softly and the girls are too. So am I and so are you. If this was a movie, we'd be right on cue. And I just wanna dance with you. I wanna dance with you, twirl you all around the floor. That's what they intended dancing for. And I just wanna dance with you. I wanna dance with you, hold you in my arms once more. That's what they invented dancing for. And I just wanna dance with you. I wanna dance with you, twirl you all dance with you. I just want to dance with you. I just want to dance with you. I just want to dance with you.
Your home for Durand Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
That beer ain't getting any colder, and I don't know who is waiting for. You keep taking over your shoulder, like somebody's about to walk through the door. And yeah, I bet he's got a real good excuse, but right now I wouldn't want to be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose, sitting all alone tonight. Look, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. All I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. You're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's MIA. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. Judging by the way you just smile, I ain't telling you nothing you don't already know. He let you down, but is he upside? I can give you move on somewhere and go. I ain't trying to change that miss to a missus, but he don't know what he's missing, girl, listen. I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. All I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's in my head. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. Yeah, I bet he's got a real good excuse, but right now I wouldn't want to be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose, sitting all alone tonight. Look, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. All I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's MIA. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Jordan Davis, I Ain't Saying, at 9:33. I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder, the Wisconsin Corn Soybean Expo coming up February 6th and 7th at the Kalahari Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Visit cornsoyexpo.org for more information. We'll be there both days here in just a couple weeks with the Wisconsin Corn Soy Expo. Let's run down today in history. For this January 23rd, 1789, Georgetown University was established in the United States. Also in 1988, Dick Rutan and Jenna Yeager completed the first round-the-world flight without refueling when their experimental plane Voyager landed at Edwards Air Force Base in California. 1992, Howard Cosell retired from sports broadcasting. In 2003, Tony and Emmy Award-winning actress Nell Carter passed away at the age of 54. 2004, beloved children's television performer Robert Keeshan, I knew him as Captain Kangaroo, passed away. He was 76. 2005, late-night TV icon Johnny Carson passed away at the age of 79. Of course, he was the host of The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson for almost 30 years. 2011, Jack LaLanne, the man known as the Godfather of Fitness, passed away at the age of 96. Not bad. Yeah, he had a self-titled TV series that ran for 34 years. In 2016, 46 people died in weather-related incidents after a record-setting blizzard hit the East Coast. New York saw 25 inches of snow in that storm, making it the third largest snowstorm in that city's history. Wow. Also in 2021, radio and TV legend Larry King passed away at the age of 87. That's what happened on this date in history. Coming up, we'll have a check of our opening markets. They just opened up a little bit ago for the regular trading day. Have the early numbers for you. Market update being brought to you in part by Alcivia Co-op and Security Financial Bank.
Attention all egg producers. It's the 2025 Chippewa Valley Egg Conference Thursday, February 20th from 9 to 3:30 at Florian Gardens, Eau Claire. This full-day event presented by Security Financial Bank features a keynote address by egg strategist Doug Johnson, breakout sessions on tax planning, dairy market updates, and more, plus a panel discussion on modern egg challenges and opportunities. Registration is $30 and includes lunch. Register by February 13th. Visit sfbank.com for registration information. SFB, member FDIC. I see.
Milk markets are higher with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnikins. At the Mercantile Exchange, February milk up 13 to 1910, March up 3 to 1904, April steady at 1904, May milk up 4 at 1902. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets, live cattle markets, feeder cattle markets, and hogs all moving mostly lower this morning. A lot of this is some profit taking after, especially on the cattle side, hitting some resistance levels. And really, we do have some overbought conditions. We do have a jump in grain prices this morning, and that's also affecting the livestock sector. February live cattle down 45 cents to 199.60. January feeder cattle down 57 cents to 276.47. February hogs down 15 cents to 81.32. Chicago Board of Trade, corn and soybeans moving up mostly higher this morning. Now, while South American weather has improved, it's really not ideal. And that is helping provide some support to the markets. The trade, though, also still looking for clues as to what the new Trump administration will do regarding tariffs and trade and also regarding biofuel policies. Both of these items will be key factors for grain prices moving forward. March corn up 4 3/4 to 489. New crop up 2 3/4 to 462 1/4. March beans up 6 1/4 to 1062 1/4. New crop up 6 1/4 to 1053. Wheat markets, March wheat down 1/4 to 553 3/4.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Alcivia Co-op.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We are going to put a little pause on our warm-up today. It's going to be sunny, cooler, 10 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, 3 below. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, becoming breezy, 23. And then by Saturday, we'll get back to right around 30. If you want the best barbecue in town, I have the secret. It's Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe, GrandpaBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. The temperature now is 0.
Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Yeah.
street. You're in the middle of a crowd when you're lying close to me. When I hear you softly say my name, when you're high and when you're low, you don't need me to explain, 'cause you already know. Dressed up or you're dressed down, when you're talking on the phone, a million people all around, when you're all alone.
Country favorites back to back to back. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Little Liza Jane. these days. Yeah, they say I live too fast to settle down. Truth is, I just ain't about these games they all play. Wanna find something stronger than the whiskey. And oh, I've tried, but every time I feel a kiss me, I keep coming up empty. Someone that I'd be proud to take on back to my hometown. Honest eyes that just ain't gonna lead to lonely nights, even when she's up against me. I don't know why it feels like there's nobody with me, and I'm still empty.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Morgan Whalen and Love Somebody 951. I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder, the Pepin County Heritage Center will be having a Durand, Arkansas History Chat February 11th from 10:30 to noon at the Community Center in at Durand City Hall. Areas of discussion will focus on the Durand, Arkansas and surrounding areas. You can bring a photo artifact or just yourself. I'll also be a representative from the Pepin County Heritage Center on hand to discuss and answer any questions. Again, that's February 11th with the Pepin County Heritage Center from 10:30 till noon. While folks in Ontario were calling authorities after a mysterious green light that was caught on camera, had folks calling emergency services going, "Hey, we have UFOs here, there, and everywhere." A Stillville, Ontario resident's doorbell camera captured footage of the green light at about 9:15 p.m. on Tuesday. Now, the International Meteor Organization also logged numerous reports of a fireball at the same time across Ontario, Quebec, and New York. Greg Boyle, also known as the backyard astronomer, said the object could have been a meteor or even space junk, but most likely was a small piece of the leftover material that created the solar system. So most likely, nope, not space aliens showing up like an Independence Day. Just a run-of-the-mill meteor.
At Advent Health, we believe wholeness isn't any one field. It's all of them. Laughter to tears and everything in between. So let your hearts overflow, let your spirits dare to hope, and let the sun shine through. May you always live in wonder, wondering at this life, and never ever stop reaching for what makes you feel whole. Learn more at adventhealth.com/human spirit.
Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shaw's customers have come to know and trust. Shaw's offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shaw's is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shaw's Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand.
Shop can't-miss deals going on now during Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. For a limited time, get a free adjustable stand when you buy a DeWalt 12-inch miter saw. That's a $229 value. Plus, save $680 on a Midea 4-piece kitchen appliance suite. Now just $1,796. Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. Valid 113 through 124. Cannot be combined with additional discounts. While supplies last, see store or Lowe's.com for more details and qualifying items.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy and founder of Wesley Financial Group. And I want to set the record straight. I am not an attorney. I've never wanted to be an attorney. And the truth is, I really don't even like attorneys. If I sound like an attorney or if I look like an attorney, I'll apologize. But what I've learned in my 15 years in the timeshare cancellation business is you don't need to be an attorney to get folks out of their timeshare. At Wesley, we've helped over 40,000 families cancel their timeshare without me being an attorney. And I want to share with you how we do it. Just give my office a call, and you will not talk to an attorney. And I guarantee if we take you as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-714-9090. 800-714-9090. 800-714-9090.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I was sitting there selling turnips on a flatbed truck, crunching on a pork rind when she pulled up. She had to be thinking this is where rednecks come from. She had Hollywood written on her license plate. She was lost and looking for the interstate, needing directions, and I was a man for the job. I told her way up yonder past the caution light, there's a little country store with an old Coke sign. You gotta stop and ask Miss Bell for some of her sweet tea. Then a left will take you to the interstate, but a right will bring you right back here to me. I was sitting there thinking about her pretty face, kicking myself for not catching her name. I threw my hat and thought, you fool, it could have been love. I knew my old Ford couldn't run her down. She probably didn't like me anyhow. So I watched her disappear into a cloud of dust. Told her way up yonder past the caution light, there's a little country store with an old Coke sign. You gotta stop and ask Miss Bell for some of her sweet tea. Then a left will take you to the interstate, but a right will bring you right back here to me. On me, or am I really seeing what I think I see? The woman of my dreams coming back to me. Hey!
but something felt right when she stopped and asked Miss Bell for some of her sweet tea. Mama gave her a big old glass and sent her right back here to me. Thank God for good directions and turnip greens.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Billy Currington and Good Directions. 9:58. Thank you to Grand Mayor Patrick Milliron for joining us this morning. If you missed our interview with the mayor, or if you missed the city council meeting from last night, well, the mayor's interview is on our audio podcasts, and the city council meeting is on our video podcast. You can find both of those at podbean.org, and just do a search for WRDN. You can also download the Podbean app and just do a search for WRDN. They're also on our podcast and video archives pages of our website. Happy National Pie Day today as we celebrate the pie. Did you know the first pies appeared around 9500 BC? Wow. So we've been eating pies for a long, long time. Here in the good old U.S. of A, most popular pie, apple, followed by chocolate, okay, and others, pecan or pecan pie, next followed by cherry pies, and then blueberry pies. I myself, I guess I'm going to be in the other... French silk pie and pecan pie as well. Wonderful stuff. You're listening for Durand Arkansas girls basketball tonight. Great game tonight. Battle for the Dunn St. Croix as Durand Arkansas hosts Elk Mound. Our coverage begins at 7 o'clock here on Real Country 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM Translator W297CH Durand. I'm Brian Winnikins. Make it a great Thursday.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Firefighters are battling the Hughes Fire north of Los Angeles. The wildfire, fueled by dry conditions, has burned 16 square